This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. Survivors of the Parkland shooting and founders of the National March for Our Lives campaign continued a national tour urging people to vote with a stop in Tallahassee earlier today. For some of them, this election was their first chance to cast a ballot. Jacqueline Corrin celebrated her 18th birthday last week at the polls.
I voted at the Parkland Rec Center back at home.
Corrin's now a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
And it was amazing. I voted with my dad. It was just an exuberant feeling.
She didn't give specifics on who she voted for. She said she supports candidates who fight for universal background checks. But her friend Emma Gonzalez offered a clue on who she voted against. A reporter asked Gonzalez if she thought the Parkland students had something to do with Governor Rick Scott earning a C rating from the NRA this year, down from his previous A+. He signed a bill after the shooting that, in part, placed further restrictions on gun sales.
I don't know, because I don't like to think very much about Rick Scott.
Scott is running for U.S. Senate. Gonzalez said she voted from her kitchen table.
It was pretty cool. I listened to Kendrick Lamar while I was doing my absentee ballot.
I'm Jessica Bakeman in Tallahassee. And this is WLRN News.